President Truman's whistle-stop speech at Kaiser, West Virginia, 2 September 1952.
And now, my friends, it is my great privilege to present the President of the United States of America.
Thank you very much. I don't know of anybody in the United States that I'd rather have introduce me to a Democratic crowd than Harley Kilgore. Harley and I used to serve on a committee in the Senate, and we did some things that got me into a great deal of trouble. You can see by the type of candidate that you have here for the Senate, for Congress, for governor, for all the other offices in your great state, that you can't do anything but vote Democratic. I'm most happy to be here this afternoon. I've been wanting to come back to Kaiser ever since November 1948 to thank you for the way you voted in that year. You had a good turnout in Mineral County, and you voted the Democratic ticket. That's a fine record, and I hope you keep it up. I was out here then campaigning for a man for president, and you voted for him. And I'm campaigning for another man for president now, and I hope you vote for him just like you did for me. It's important to exercise your right as citizens. It is most important to keep the government in the hands of the people. The ballot box is the only defense the people have against special privilege and special interest. As I said earlier today, there are 150 million people who can't afford to keep a lobbyist in Washington. And the only lobbyist they have who looks after their interests is the President of the United States. And you must elect a president who believes in the welfare of the people as a whole and in the welfare of the whole country, and not in the welfare of just one or two special interests. I don't care what those special interests are. You people here in Kaiser know from your own experience that the welfare of any one part or group of this country is tied closely to the welfare of everybody else. If the farmers aren't prosperous, you people here in Kaiser feel it in your pocketbooks. If there's a shutdown in coal or steel, you know it too, and you know it right away. I know you here felt this last steel strike. I did everything I could in honesty and fairness to prevent that strike because of national defense and the welfare of the country as a whole. A lot of people wanted me to act unfairly in that strike, but I wouldn't do it. When laboring people have just and legitimate demands, and when those demands have been found to be fair by the appropriate government body, it is not up to the President of the United States to act unfairly or unjustly. Labor unions are not always in the right. But when they are in the right, they ought not to be penalized just because they are labor unions. And yet, that's what a lot of people want to do. They want to go after the unions and the working people every chance they have. And this is true of the majority of the Republicans in Congress, and I'm sorry to have to say that, but it's true. They've given us a national labor law that bears down on people who belong to unions, whether the unions are right or wrong. And that's not a fair approach to this government of ours. Someday we will get a labor law that is fair to both sides, and that's all we want. That's all you want. That's all the laboring men want. That's what the Democratic Party is working for. The government has to be fair not only to labor, but to every group in the country. Republican Party leaders do not seem to recognize that very simple principle. And that's the main trouble with the Republican Party. You ought to study the record they've made in Congress. If you study that record, you'll be surprised. I was, and I've been there right along. But when I began to look up the record of those birds in the Congress, it was horrible. And it surprised me when I saw it was all collected together in one place. The Republican candidate for president said recently that all Americans were in favor of Social Security, but now, that just isn't so. The voting record of the Republicans in Congress shows that whenever it comes to extending Social Security coverage or improving the benefits of the common everyday man, they're against it. That's just an example of what the majority of the Republicans in Congress are against. I expect to spend a good deal of time during this campaign telling people all about the record of the Republicans in the Congress. And that's the only way you can find out how they would act if they became able to control this government. Back some years ago, called the Do Nothing Good for Nothing 80th Congress. But they had a president who didn't believe in what that Congress was trying to do. And that president went out and told the people exactly what that Congress did, and you know what happened in 1948. You don't want another 80th Congress. It'll be the 84th Congress this time, I think. But that Congress ought to be a Congress that will support the new president, that will work for the welfare and benefit of the people. Now, you have a candidate for senator here who ought to be in that Congress. Now, I know you're going to send him back there, and you've got Harley Staggers here for the House of Representatives, and I know you're going to send him back. And if you do that, and elect a Democratic governor in West Virginia, as I'm sure you will. I never met your candidate for governor until today, but if I were in West Virginia, I wouldn't think about voting for anybody else. It looks all right to me. Now, weigh these things carefully. Find out what the record is of the people who are trying to become the controllers of the government of the United States. When you find out that record, you can't do but one thing, and that's to send Adlai Stevenson to the White House, John Sparkman to preside over the Senate, and these wonderful men in West Virginia on the Democratic ticket who are running for the Senate and the Congress. Thank you very much.